doing the same. And I think actually Ian was the chair. I'm sorry. Ian was the chair of the Academic Success Committee. So that committee would need to identify a new chair. And this draft has JP on three different committees. JP's a big team player. And I don't know, though, if JP wants to serve on all three. So he can decide later, I guess, or now about the Academic Success Committee. But we need him on the other two. So we have three members on the other two committees. Thank you for your flexibility, by the way, JP.
Yeah, and underscoring JP's reputation and experience as a workhorse, not a show horse, we thank you and hope you'll keep on all three committees, JP, at least the near future.
You got it. I would like to eventually end up as a show horse, but I'll take this.
Thank you. A couple of points I'd like to make. I want to thank Chuck and Shara for agreeing to serve on the ad hoc committee. That will be a temporary committee per its name and description and the guidance from the general counsel, but it will be an intensive time in joining Ian on that committee. I appreciate it. I also want to thank, again, Jaime and Alfred for joining two critical committees, standing committees, with respect to Navigator's mission and going forward. And so thank you all. In looking at item three and item four that Kevin has posted, does anyone have any questions, discussions, observations that this is a major mistake and they don't want to be on the committees they're listed on?
I just have a quick question. What is the ad hoc committee?
The ad hoc committee, Jaime, was created at the beginning of this year with respect to reviewing the various management and organizational structure, as well as school culture, and some other items that came about as a consequence of events from earlier last year. And we'll go through that a little bit more when we talk about the board retreat. But that's the purpose of the ad hoc committee.
Thank you.
It's a good question. Thank you. And apologies to you and Alfred for not going into that detail. You shouldn't be expected to know the purpose of the committee. Thank you. Anyone else with questions?
John, just a quick question, and I'm easy either way. When we spoke earlier, I thought you wanted me to move from academic to governance, but which is...
Wanted you on the ad hoc, and I'm happy to have you move from academic to governance if that's if you're okay with that.
I'm fine. Like I said, I'll do whatever you think makes the most sense. I'm easy.
Yeah. Can we all refine that,
okay,
Chuck? And can we keep it this way now? And we'll discuss it later. And if we need to amend it in the next meeting, we will.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. Other questions or observations? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the committee assignments as outlined here?
All right, motion to approve.
Thank you, Sharon. Do I hear a second?
Victor seconds.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? I'll make a comment while folks are thinking it is the governance committee's intention and should be for all board members. We intend to continue to search for additional board members and ask them to volunteer. So there will be more re-racking of committee assignments in the future, and an opportunity for everyone to serve on any committee they wish to in the future. So I'll conclude by thanking the chairs, particularly Ian and Victor, who have both with respect to the Hayward merger, as well as the ongoing budget items, have done a terrific job. So thank you to the two of you for chairs. Please be assured, particularly the new members, that you'll have an opportunity to serve on other committees in the future, particularly as we increase the membership and our ability to move back and forth. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none. Sean, would you call the vote to approve committee assignments, please?
Alfred Morricain?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
J.P. Anderson?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Sean, thank you, board members, for tackling this in this meeting. Moving on to item E, scheduling an in-person board retreat. This is a discussion item, not a voting item. And the ad hoc committee recently met, as did the governance committee, which took the guidance from recent meetings that the board had with respect to taking actions and reaching consensus on issues that review the organizational components of Navigator, and that we would be doing this over the next several months. Those items include management, operations, culture, finance, and organizational structure. The board, in its wisdom, decided also to start with the board itself in terms of looking at the structure of the board, board membership, and its knowledge and expertise, and looking to improve that. With that in mind, as we ask our three new board members and perhaps others to participate in the onboarding process, we decided to increase and deepen that process. And if you recall, the board consensus was to go through a reboarding process to establish a common baseline across with respect to knowledge of Navigator and its various components. Following an email that was sent to board members today, the ad hoc committee, well, I'll just call the ad hoc committee, recommended that the best format would be a two-day board retreat that included eight major items that were outlined in the email to you. That is started at the most basic level, the public charter school system and performance standards. The overview, an overview of Navigator history, and then went through all of the various components, including the organizational structure, the academic process, and the Navigator difference. A modeling component, as well as the administrative operational process, finance and fundraising, including the history, as well as the outreach and information collection for the various stakeholder groups. A couple of things. Again, the strategic, or rather the retreat, would be to establish a common baseline and to create a deeper dive in order to increase our knowledge. I don't want to, I will talk as sort of a hybrid person. I regard myself as closer to new members coming in who may not know educational issues and charter school issues and the Navigator structure at a deep level. And we want to make sure, as new members are called and sort of non-education members like myself, that people don't assume that we have a full understanding of the modeling program, for example. We know it's special, we know it's successful, we know other schools want it, but we're not sure exactly what the components of it are. Well, we should have James and Crystal tutor us on that, so that when we make decisions that affect their efforts or make strategic decisions, when we develop a strategic plan with respect to where modeling fits in and going forward, that we're fully informed on sort of the basic elements. And that's what this retreat would be. Similarly, as the ad hoc committee comes with recommendations on organizational structure, recommendations on common data models to go forward, and other administrative and operational issues for Navigator. We want to make sure that we understand the existing structures and any potential models out there or metrics out there that may be beneficial. We don't want to operate in a vacuum or in a one-off process. So those are some of the objectives here with respect to gaining a deeper knowledge and deeper appreciation for the requirements of Navigator's mission success. And consequently, if you could review the email that Thomas sent to each of us that was developed by the ad hoc committee and the governance committee, make any suggestions with respect to details on that and questions that board members may have. In the next few days, two things will happen. One, Kevin will, with presumably Sean's assistance, send out a scheduling effort to do 2 days of full day meetings in which we'll look at these components, maybe for one day, for another day, whether we do back to back and have a dinner that night, or whether we do one day on one Monday, I'll leave to the board's availability and its judgment as to what's the most constructive and the most beneficial. But if you would think that, and then when Kevin contacts you, be able to talk to him. The second thing is, these are 8 general areas. In the next few days, we'll send you an additional, as board members come in with their suggestions, to myself, Ian, and the new ad hoc committee members with, well, I would like to, when we talk about administration, get an org chart, or will we have those things? Those questions and those suggestions we'll incorporate into a more detailed working agenda that will circulate. So 2 days, 8 major issue areas. The final thing I will say is we're going to ask staff to create detailed read-aheads that tutor us as board members in the onboarding, reboarding process. So I would ask each board member to commit to not only attending the retreat, but to do the read-aheads, because we'll be asking staff to A, provide us with the read-aheads, which will be a substantial amount of work during the summer months, and two, to present to us at the retreat, which will, rather than go over the PowerPoint that was sent or the memoranda that was sent, we expect that it will have been read and will be, I don't want to say riffing off of that, but the presentations will be in addition to the read-ahead materials. So that's the commitment we make as board members in this reboarding process. And I just wanted to put that out there for the record before I open it up for questions or comments. Do I hear any questions or comments or discussion about this?
John, I just wanted to add on this. I mean, I think this is a really exciting time for Navigator as an organization. If you think through where we are and at this point, where now two organizations are becoming one and we're looking forward, there's a lot of dynamism on what's come out of the last 24 months from academics and, you know, new challenges for us to think through on staffing, all of that. So it just, for me, felt like I was really aligned and excited when we were kind of discussing this and thought of this as the best kind of way to bring everyone together, especially with new board members, to just go back and for us to be effective board members, to be able to look back at what is the history of the organization, why are we, you know, here where we are, look back at the strategic plan that was developed years ago and what that meant for us and what we all committed to, you know, 5 years ago, like all of that work to create a common baseline and then just let us know where we are today to then determine, okay, how do we best get there and do what we're all here for, to, you know, serve more students with this awesome academic model. So I think it'll be for me, I think it's like an exciting kind of reset and also re-energize and get our batteries full as a board to prepare for this next kind of like leg of the race.
Thank you, Ian. Any other comments or questions?
John, is there an intention for an outside facilitator here, or will we sort of be internally handling it?
I think the outside facilitator may be when we move to the next phase, which would be the development of a strategic plan, discussions about expansion, what does that look like? This is more establishing a baseline. I think the outside facilitators, frankly, are professionals like Ian and you and Chuck, frankly, that have outside experience in this area that are bring a certain set of experiences that can talk about particular issues. Chuck has been a board member of some repute prior to coming to Navigator. Shar, you're a CEO, and Ian is in the profession. So I think what we want to do is hear from staff, and rather than focus an outside facilitator on, I think that the facilitator's work will be in the next set of meetings as we talk about our plans, and we have the data and the information from the deeper dive. Any other questions or discussion?
I just want to say I'm excited to finally be in, hopefully, you know, health permitted to be in a room with everyone.
Yeah,
that will be great. I would also say, because Nora's not here, she was very excited about this and expressed some regret that she wasn't going to be able to do this, and thinks that it would help the organization. I'll let JP, given his longtime board membership, to comment on his own at the time. But Nora was sort of regretful and said that she was looking forward to it. And I said, well, you know, we can still arrange to have you be a board member. And her excitement and regret didn't extend to agreeing to that. So, yeah. Anything else? Okay, we're 15 minutes past schedule. Please look in your Navigator emails, and presumably it is your Navigator emails for purposes of the state disclosure requirements. There'll be scheduling issues, and as Kevin we'll be developing the agenda, and Kevin will be, I think what we intend to do, instead of give you one large book the week before the first day. We intend to give you sections as soon as possible, so that you, these are bite-sized pieces. We think it'll be more manageable. And if you choose to read them the night before, that'll be your own decision. But we'll provide you with the materials in bite-sized pieces. Thank you, everyone. Closing out here and moving to section three, we'll move for adjournment. Do I hear a vote to adjourn?
So move.
Thank you, Chuck. Do I hear a second?
Victor, second.
Thank you, Victor. Sean, would you call the roll to adjourn, please?
Alfred Morking?
Aye.
Chuck Deggs?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Clonia?
Aye.
The motion to adjourn is approved.
Thank you. I'll thank staff who joined us during the summer months here, taking time out. And again, a welcome to our new members, Jaime and Alfred. We're glad you're here. Thank you, everybody. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.